And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good.
Hold on.
Oh, so here's my question. So, we've been here a few days, and we take our walks down by the bay, and there's some hanging, you know, rings, and so I do chins there, and then the other day, there's a balance beam. It's about 18 inches off the ground. It goes on, you know, on an angle up to about 3 or 4 feet, and I walked up it, you know, and got to the top, and then as I spun around to come back down, I fell off. I jumped off. And anyway, and then I thought, boy, I haven't jumped from that high in about 20 years. And I probably shouldn't have jumped from that high. And that was my first thought. And then I thought, yeah, but. And so then that evening when we're kind of getting ready for dinner and all, I could notice some feelings, some different things in some parts of my body that hadn't been jolted in a long time. And so the next morning, Esther was on the phone, you know, working with someone on something. And so I thought, I'll just take a walk over there. So I went over and did some chins and stuff. But my knee was really starting to bother me. And I thought, and I'm kind of limping along. I'm thinking, I'm sure glad Esther's not here. She'd have to slow down to walk along with me. And I'm just walking along, you know. And then I'm in the yacht harbor, and I'm over there, and I'm looking at boats for sale. And I'm rather amazed. You can buy a boat for like $15,000 or $16,000 or something. You know, I couldn't believe you could buy something, you know, for that little. I thought all yachts were like $1 million, even little ones. And the biggest ones they had were like $400,000 or $500,000. And I just couldn't believe that they were so cheap. And I was just standing there looking at all these pictures of all these boats and thinking, I had no idea. And I've never owned a boat. But anyway, and I turned to walk away from that, looking at that for about maybe 5 minutes. And everything was gone. All the pain was gone. Everything was gone. And I'm walking along and thinking, how could that happen? I mean, I didn't do anything. So what happened?
You distracted yourself from the vibration that was holding you in a place of discomfort, and the discomfort went away.
Why didn't it come back, though, when I wasn't looking at the pictures?
Well, we would say that the picture was your first attempt at distraction. In other words, it is not normal for your attention to go to unwanted things for any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not think that you would have had discomfort at all if you had not chastised yourself from jumping too far, or if you had not focused upon the idea that maybe you shouldn't have. In other words, mm-hmm. you brought it on yourself, and then you released it from yourself. Thoughts are very powerful. Your expectation of well-being is very powerful, and your expectation of well-being is your dominant vibration. So in this case, a thought in the moment, in response to having fallen so far, mm-hmm. gave you a strong, activated in the moment vibration, which caused you some immediate physical response. But it is not truly the dominant vibration of your being.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you got distracted from it, what is the dominant vibration of your being returned? Now, the reason that something like that doesn't happen to everyone who has discomfort, in other words, everyone could not go from a place of feeling discomfort in their body to reading the ads mm-hmm. for the boats mm-hmm. and within 5 minutes bring themselves back into alignment, because everyone does not have a dominant vibration of well-being as you do.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, but the mix for you, that's all it took. And we would like all of you to realize that that's all it would ever take for any of you to restore yourself to abundance of well-being on all fronts, if you just knew that that is what is natural.
You see, this is
a good thing for you, because you understand that your dominant thoughts about your physical body are those of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand that it is a really off thought for you to think otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And even though sometimes something that will happen will cause you to think that off thought, it is still not the dominant thought. In other words, how you really feel about your body
yeah.
is secure.
Yeah.
And it was really the strange, odd thought of something going wrong. And so it was easy for you to bring yourself back into balance. And that is always the case for everyone. But some of you have practiced your off thought long enough that it begins to feel like the on thought.
Well, I've heard you say through the years that it can leave just as fast as it came. Any kind of whatever it is, anything can go as fast as it came. But I've never experienced that before. So I was just curious as to what happened.
Well, that's
why doesn't it happen always?
That is something worth thinking about. We were talking earlier about how as you dream things from your vantage point of not doing them, how you can get very far in the creation of something before you actually have physical manifestation. And when you think about how much fun you had, especially in your early years, on things that you could hang from mm-hmm. and fly from. In other words, your time in the circus and your time on those balancing beams. Mm-hmm. What happened was you activated within yourself a very real memory of physical well-being. Mm-hmm. And then for a moment, you analyzed it too much, and you concluded that this is a different time in your life, and you concluded that maybe you shouldn't be leaping so far. And so you deviated from what is really known within you, and you had a response to that. And then you quickly returned to what is most known to you. And so that's the reason that we are encouraging taking the path of least resistance on so many topics, because it doesn't take very much time. In other words, in the same way that you practiced all those years believing in your physical body and believing in the resiliency of your body, you can practice from a mental perspective a vibration that will serve you well too.
Okay, so healing, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. So when we bought the new coach, when we loaded our stuff from one coach, the old coach, to the new coach, they had a platform they put across from the upper stairs to the upper stairs so we could just carry all our stuff across, which was about 6 inches shorter than me. So I took off quite a bit of the top of my head, before the evening was over, a few trips through there, even with a hat on. But anyway, what thrilled me was how fast all that just healed up. I got new skin and everything really fast. But on the other hand, I had some things I was concerned about, some matters that I noticed some other things that were occurring on my body that would have looked similar, but they didn't go away. Now, so I had two very similar things on my head. If you'd have looked at them, you'd say, oh, that's the same as that, I think. But I immediately hit my head and immediately healed. The other, I thought myself into that other scab, and it took months to heal. What's the difference there?
Would you say that both of them left as quickly as they came?
Yeah, really. Yeah, one took a long time coming and took a long time. Oh, that's tricky. I never heard that answer that way before. You have a good sense of humor.
Now what? Right here.